Hey, you guys, Frank Andrews here, and in today's show, we're going to talk about three online business secrets, and these three secrets are pretty much what the gurus aren't going to tell you, and basically, these secrets can be used no matter what kind of online business that you have, whether, you know, you're just getting started in network marketing, whether you do affiliate marketing, maybe you have a coaching business, even a brick and mortar business that you're trying to market online. These three online business secrets are basically the secrets that every successful online business have. And, you know, if you're an affiliate and the company that you're partnered with doesn't have these in place, you know, maybe it's might not be a good fit for you. You know, like, for example, a lot of network marketing companies, you know, you can't offer other products and services and just little things like that. So we're going to dive real deep into that today and talk about the three biggest secrets to a successful online business. So if you guys are watching this on YouTube or Facebook or somewhere, would you drop a comment and let me actually know where you're watching from? I always like to see just how far these videos go. And I'm live streaming in a couple places, so if you have any questions, you know, while I'm talking about this stuff, feel free to drop it in the comments as well. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit that button. If you're listening on the podcast, be sure to leave me a review. So let's jump right into it and talk about the three biggest secrets to a successful online business. So secret number one, and it's a question that I get asked a lot, and that is, you know, what is the difference between a website and a sales funnel? And a lot, you know, a lot of people get kind of confused and, you know, because they're basically the same thing. I mean, they're web pages is what you're creating. But, you know, online, if you just send people to a website, you're not going to convert a lot of sales. Whereas if you use a sales funnel, it's basically like a salesperson that guides them step by step through the sales process. And this can be automated. So it's basically like you have a salesperson working for you 24 hours a day. And the thing is, both of these things are important. You know, it's important, you know, if you have an online business, it's important. You should probably have a website, and you definitely need an online sales funnel. You know, I know you see a lot of advertisements that try and reel you in with, oh, you know, you don't need a sales funnel in 2020, or email marketing is dead, and those different things. But I assure you, these three secrets are the three things that every successful online business has in common. And so the first one is having a sales funnel. It's great to have a website, but you have to have a sales funnel if you want to make sales consistently online. And so that's kind of the biggest secret. Now, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, as far as like an example, like ClickFunnels, oh, well, you know, I don't have $100 a month to, you know, get started with in my online business. And the thing is, everything, you know, all the tools are out there for free. I mean, obviously, you know by now that nothing is free, but I mean, there are alternative routes, you know, to paying for a funnel building service. You can make your funnels yourself with WordPress and different options like that. But the important thing to remember is that you need a sales funnel. You need a process to send people through when they first come into your world and want more information about you. So that's the very first secret, is to have a sales funnel. And, you know, in some upcoming shows, I'm going to go deeper into sales funnels and, you know, the importance of having like a break-even funnel on the front end to pay for your advertising and different things like that. But in this episode, I want to keep it fairly simple. So the first secret is knowing the difference between a sales funnel and a website and utilizing a sales funnel. And the great thing is nowadays, you know, if you're doing affiliate marketing or anything like that, network marketing, most companies have a sales funnel in place for you, so you don't even have to create the sales funnels. But if you have your own business, you're doing your own coaching, then you would need to create your own sales funnels. So secret number two is something that, you know, is one main reason why I actually stopped doing network marketing. Is secret number two is having a full value ladder, okay? And basically a value ladder, if you don't know what a value ladder is by now, it's basically just, you know, having various different products ranging in price. You know, like you can have a $7 product, a $47 product, a $200 product, a $1,000 product. And why would you want to do that? And the reason that you would want to do that is because, A, you know, you can help more people. You know, if you have a product as low as like $7, anybody who wants it can afford it, you know. And so, you know, anybody has the opportunity to come in and see what you have going on. But then, you know, you have the whole spectrum of people, and depending on where they're at, you know, on the different products that you have, you know, you want to have a value ladder, a multitude of products at different price points with different levels of value. I mean, obviously, as the price point goes up, you have to actually really provide that value, you know, but you should have a multitude of price points. I mean, you know, that's the biggest problem with network marketing, a lot of lower ticket affiliate marketing programs. And even, you know, offline businesses that are trying to come online and figure out advertising and different things like that. If you don't understand having a full value ladder, then there's no way you could actually be profitable online. You know, even running ads, you know, if you're spending $100 a day, $200 a day, like you got to make that money back or you're not going to be profitable. And if you're selling a $7 ebook and that's all you got, there's no way you can make a profitable ad like that. So it serves two purposes, you know, from the standpoint of serving your customers. It gives you an opportunity to provide them as much value as they want. Okay, so that's the big benefit for the customers. And for the business owner, I mean, it allows you to actually pay for advertising and, you know, really make money. If you don't have at least a $2,000 product that you're selling online, it's going to be really hard. Now, does every sale you have to make need to be a $2,000 sale? Of course not, but you do need to have that in the back end. And if you don't have that full value ladder in place, it's going to be really hard to actually be profitable online. So that is secret number two, having a full value ladder in place. So we talked about so far basically the difference between a website and a sales funnel and why you probably need both, but you definitely need a sales funnel in place. Secret number two is having a full value ladder so that you can completely serve your customers and you can have a profitable online business. And secret number three is all about follow-up. Now, if you followed me for any length of time, you know I'm big on email follow-up. I just think email follow-up is, you know, it's really the best way because you can always reach your email subscribers. You know, if TikTok went away or YouTube went away and you had a large following on there and they went away, like your business is just gone. But if you have built your own email list and you have your own traffic channel, then even if any of those places get shut down, you know, you can still get traffic, get eyeballs on your business, eyeballs on your offer, and things like that. So I think email is super important, but just following up in general, okay? I mean, you know, there's obviously more to following up, and you can get, you know, as simple as email follow-up, which is basic and easy, and every business should be doing it, all the way to like, you know, retargeting ads and like multiple ad sets where you take people through a journey in the ads that they're seeing. You know, so it can get really complicated. But the main thing is you have to have a bare minimum an email follow-up sequence. Like if somebody opts in for more information on your business, they need to get an email from you, and you need to have like an automated set of emails, at least, you know, 7-10 emails that are spaced out over time, you know, every other day, every day, once a week, however you want to set it up. But once they get your book or your free sample or whatever, they should be in your email sequence and getting emails from you. Because the thing is, most people don't buy. I mean, if you have a website or a sales page and 100 people go to your sales page, on a really good sales page, only, you know, 10 or 20% are gonna buy right then. So that's 80% of people that you're gonna lose if you just send people to your sales page or your website, as opposed to where if you send somebody through a sales funnel and follow up with emails, you know, it just multiplies everything. Because, you know, like if you're used to doing Facebook organic marketing where you reach out and talk to people, there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, you have to do that every day and you have to keep doing that, and it can burn you out. But imagine just adding email marketing into the equation, and every person that you talk to and that was interested in your business goes on a list, and they're automatically getting updates and communications from you. And when a new deal comes out, you can type up an email, hit one button, and send it to everybody you've ever talked to. And you can do all this for free. So that's the third secret, is having, you know, follow-up in place for your business. You know, 70% of your sales are going to come on the back end. And so it's super important to have the follow-up. And not only just to have the follow-up for new leads and stuff, but you need to have that email follow-up just to be able to deliver a lot of digital products or follow up with people who did buy, so that you can serve them more and different things like that. So those are the three secrets to a successful online business, you guys. Having a sales funnel in place, having a full value ladder, and having email follow up at least. So those are the three secrets, you guys. I hope you guys got some value out of this video. If you got some value out of this, do me a favor, you know, drop a comment, hit that follow button. And if you're listening on iTunes, do me a favor and leave me a review. And I will see you guys in the next one.